This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. Hey, Hot Breathiverse. Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I'm just jumping in here real quick to welcome you aboard and let you know I recorded this special episode while walking my dog. So the audio quality isn't as tip-top as you expect here usually in the Hot Breathiverse, but the content and tips inside are well worth the time. So enjoy this Tight 5 podcast, and I hope to see you in our Facebook group.
Hey, what's up, Hot Breathiverse? This is going to be a special little Tight 5 podcast here. A big topic that's come up in our Facebook group lately is whether or not you should go back on stage. When is it time to go back and do a show? I know we're all getting a little antsy right now and wanting to, get back on stage and start getting our fix. But the most important thing is to decide whatever you're most comfortable with. So as long as you're not trying to make this decision based on feeling left out or what are other comics doing, other comics are getting ahead, so I better get back out there. You really want to make this decision based solely on what you're comfortable with. Don't get jealous. Don't feel FOMO of fear of missing out on whether or not this comic's going to start getting better than you or whatnot. This is a great time, while we don't have the stage, to get better at other skills. So the one thing that we do have besides the stage, excuse me, I'm walking my dog who is now taking a poop that I get to pick up. What we do have right now is time. So instead of worrying about what you don't have, focus on what you do have. What do you have? Oh, I have time. Okay, well then what do you have time for? Oh, what other skills have you been wanting to acquire? Have you ever thought about trying to do Photoshop? Have you wanted to learn video editing where you can add captions to your stand-up clips? Have you wanted to learn more about social media marketing? What are things, and this is a good time, this episode, like right now, as you're listening, get a piece of paper, pull out your voice memos, and just make a list of all the things you've been wanting to learn. It could be comedy related. It could be completely just yourself related. What have you been wanting to try yoga? Like, what are the things you've been wanting to learn right now that'll keep your brain stimulated and motivated while we don't have our precious stage? And focus on that. This is a great time for new skill acquisition. Something I've definitely picked up on in over 200 interviews with comedians is that being funny on stage is not the secret. You've got to have more. So what more do you have? Have you been wanting to start a podcast? Now is certainly the best time, more than ever, to start that podcast, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have in regards to where to start, or if you have one, and you have questions on how do I build my audience, or how do I book interviews and things like that, I'm happy to answer any questions you have, so feel free to reach out to me on social media or connect in our Facebook group, where there are a lot of discussions like this going on. But just the most important thing is to not be thinking other comics are getting ahead of you or you're missing out on something. All right, those are all invisible enemies right now. What you do have is this community here at Hot Breath, where you can start connecting with comics from around the world and start brainstorming and sharing ideas. Writing is definitely something, the number one thing that you can be doing right now to help your comedy is definitely going into our Facebook group, doing that Write 10 Club every day at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We're in there doing a joke writing contest where we get a random word of the day. We actually just celebrated our 100th episode this past weekend. But you go in there, we get a random word of the day, whoever writes the best joke, audience votes, gets joke of the day, and you get a fun little meme made. So if you're not a member of that Facebook group, this is a great way to just still have a sense of community when your comedy scene is seemingly down and out right now. But shows are slowly starting to come back, and there's no pressure to get back on unless you are truly ready and comfortable. As of now, I don't have any shows booked. I had a club reach out to me last week asking about the shows I had coming up there, and I had to politely decline. I'm just personally not comfortable yet. But if you are, you make the best decision for you and your life and what you have going on, and be confident in that decision. Oh, my dog's pooping again. So I'll wrap up this Type 5 podcast and keep grinding out there, kids. This is a strange, unknown time, but the one thing we do know is that you can continue to work on your other skills besides being on stage. So I want to end this with one of my favorite quotes from one of the live Q&As we did in the Facebook group with Ted Alexandro, who said, "You'll never regret working harder." So let's get to work this week, Hop Breathiverse.
Hot breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.